All right. Good evening and welcome to Cabazon Water District. Finance and Audit Committee meeting for June 17th, 2025 at 5 p.m. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready to begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Vice Chair Melissa Harlan.
Here.
Board Chair Jerry Kittrick.
Here.
School Manager Michael Pullen.
Here.
And Corey Mike from Iowa.
Here.
So under the, actually under tab one, Corey's going to go over the proposed fiscal year 25/26 budget again, and he's going to be sharing the changes from last one.
Did we make changes to it?
Yes, so only a few, mainly the capital. And overall, though, just to, you know, preface it, all the changes made are what we're adding to reserves actually go up. Before, we were planning on adding, actually, I don't have it, but either way, it went up $113,000, which is what we're adding to reserves. And I'll go over those changes right now.
Okay.
So the first change has to do with Schedule A, and it would be on page two. It's line 46 for computer services. That amount went down from what it...
Which one, I'm sorry?
It is line 46, computer services. That one went down because we just have a more accurate estimate for the switch from VC3 to Visual Edge.
Okay.
So, yeah, basically, this is just our upfront cost and then our monthly fees, which they will increase in year two. But for now, it did lower our cost. I think before we were around $30,000, so lowered it about $5,000. And then the big changes, though, are on Schedule B. The rest of this budget is all the same. But then on Schedule B for capital, the big ones are line 7 for utility billing. We are finishing that project this year, so it's not carrying over. So we removed that budget. Are you?
It's on page.
Yeah, it's on Schedule B, page. What would be 4? Is it?
It'll be 20-28 of your board meeting.
Yes. The proposed capital. Yeah. No worries. Oh, no worries at all. So, yeah, line 7, utility billing.
Okay.
We were carrying over some before, but we plan to finish that this year, so that budget's been removed.
Okay.
Well 4 for the electrical panel, same thing, finished this year, so no budget for FY26. And then the new facility building, what's left there is just $25,000, and that is for the cost for Edison, which is about $18,000, and then a potential pool box, about $6,500. So that's giving us that $25,000. Before, I think we had $40,000 there. So that dropped a lot. And then, actually, those are the three changes. Everything else is stayed consistent.
Okay.
So, yeah, overall, not much has changed from there, just that CIP. And like I said, now we're projecting to add $113,000 more than we were projecting before. So. Originally, I think we were planning on ending at $2,641,000. Now we're planning on ending at $2,754,000. It's a win. But yeah, are there any questions or anything on? I only went over those because those are the only changes. I feel like you're going to hear it again during the board meeting.
Yeah.
All right.
Too many numbers to mess my head. Are you going to go through yourself?
Yeah. So this one's under the financial status. So first we have the balance sheet, and this is as of May 31st, 2025. On line 5, we have the total cash and investments. So that's our cash, Chase, Lace, California Class. That total balance was at a little over $2.4 million. $2.4 million at the month end. And then down on line 35, we have the total liabilities, which was at $786,000. Do you have any questions on this page?
No. Yeah.
We'll move on then to the actual budget. And like usual, I'm not going to go through every single line. I'm just going to point out some that are either way over or way under and explain why they're that way. So again, this is as of May 31st, 2025. First, we have the revenue on line 7, basic facilities fees. For that line, we're at 269%. We only budgeted for a few new services, but we bought a lot more than we had planned for. That's why we're way over on that one. And we do have several customers that are on payment plans right now for their new services, so we're still receiving income for that line. So for line 12, cell tower lease income, we had signed for the lease extension last year, and we received a signing bonus for that for $5,000. So that's why that line is over budget at 114%. The signing bonus was for $5,000 this day in October. On line 15, we have interest income for investment accounts. So that's for the LAIF and California Class account. For that one, we're at 137%. We're able to put more money into the California Class account, so we earn a lot more interest on that one than we had planned for. And then on line 18, total revenues, we're at 109%. For the year right now, we're at 92% of the year, but we're already over for our total revenues so far. And then moving on to expenses, on line 31, we have the utilities wells. So that's the Edison bills for running the wells. Right now, we're over budget at 101%, just to higher bills than we had planned for. On line 35, we have engineering services, which is only at 14%. We don't use engineering services, or we don't use Krieger and Stewart for a lot of our in-house engineering unless we need to. But we do use them for the grant projects, which gets reimbursed. We just categorize it under the grant projects on capital. On line 44, postage. This is just for postage, for the postage meter for mailing stuff here from here's office. It is over budget at 106%, just because we have more stuff that we had to mail than we had planned for. On 46, computer services, which is at 151%. That is because that's including the server replacement that we hadn't budgeted for, but that's all been paid for, so now we're just going to be paying the regular computer services for the next month that we have in this fiscal year. On line 47, we have the air conditioning services, which is under budget at 70%. We had renegotiated the contract for our air conditioning maintenance, so now they bill us only quarterly, and they don't charge us as high a rate. Now they'll just charge us for any repairs that they actually do instead of including that in the contract. We don't need that. On to the next page, we have line 53, legal services, which is only at 9% right now, but we did use them a little bit this month for the well to permitting stuff, just to make sure we were following all the proper guidelines. So we're going to see a little bit of activity in there, but it's still going to end under budget. Line 54, payroll / bank service charge, that is at 104%, but the total budget for that is only $6,300, so it's only $200 over budget. It just looks like a little bit over, but that's because their rates had increased and we had to plan for that. On line 61, shop supplies and small tools. Right now we're under budget at 73%. We did make a couple of purchases this month though, so we'll see that jump up a little bit on next month's financials. We got a new well sounder and
two portable generators. Yeah, so that's going to be $10,600.
So just right on, almost right on. Sorry. And then on line 79, we have the net income / loss. So we had budgeted to, or we were planning that we were going to be losing money, but right now we have a net income of $259,160. Not too bad. Any questions on this? Now let's move on to capital. Okay. So first we have the district funded capital projects. We have meter replacement. So for a while we were purchasing 30 meters a month just until we had replaced all the meters in the district. We're pretty much all done with that. Now we just need to buy meters as needed. So that's we're going to keep this line in the budget each year just so that way we can replace meters as needed. On line four, we have the main replacement, fire hydrant, and airbag. We didn't use that,
No, we did.
So on line five, we have the Bonita vault, which is at 291%. A lot of that is because we had planned to finish the project last fiscal year, and then it didn't happen. The materials had to get carried over into the current one that we're in. But that project is going to be complete very, very soon. They were working on it today. On line eight, we have the rate study. We haven't had a whole lot of activity. We've had a couple meetings with the consulting company, or consulting company about that. So they're in the process of doing the research on that. For the well 4 electrical panel, as Corey said, that one's finished already. For the well 2 new facility building, the only thing left we have, like you said, is the Edison and possible coal box.
Yes.
But that's going to be done in the next school year. And that project is scheduled for July
12th. Yes.
So we're actually putting the building up. And that's pretty much it for the district-funded projects. On the grant/debt-funded projects, we have the Esperanza waterline improvements, which is done. We're just waiting to get reimbursed fully for that one. And then for the groundwater well improvements, that project is still in the works. They're looking into property still for the for that well. And then for the helihydrants, that one is completely done. They're going to come back and see if they can make it better in any way, but it is currently done.
So what there is, so that one there is built in 12 minutes. They would like it to be under 10 minutes, so they installed a 6-inch pipeline up there, so they're going to come back and install an 8-inch pipeline at their expense, is what they said. I mean, 12 minutes is okay, but they want to have a standard of every reservoir filled in under 10 minutes. And that one had enough elevation drop. That one had 24 feet elevation drop. It should have filled, but because of the size of the pipe, it...
Well, I don't understand why they didn't do it the first time.
Well, they did. They did it on this one because it was only a 10-foot drop in elevation, and they were majorly concerned that it wasn't going to achieve what they wanted to, and they wanted me to go outside the property and have it surveyed, and then you'd have to consult with a tribe, and that was going to be a lengthy process. So we did calculations. I did basic calculations. Krieger and Stewart did their basic calculations, and everything was going to be fine. And just to ensure that it was going to meet the guidelines, they increased the pipeline to 8 inches, which it fills in 6.5 minutes. One of the fastest filling fire hydrants they have. So,
how many have they installed?
This will be number 3. They did one in Arupa. They were just finishing up one in Walnut when they took on ours. So, and now they're up in High Valley and installing 2 up there.
Any questions?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have anything else to talk about?
No, if you guys have any questions about the helihydrants or the building, the well 4 panel, as I mentioned before, when we ordered that panel, they said it was going to be here. It was a 335-day lead time. Still not here. And it went ahead and paid for it to make sure it was in this year's budget cycle. And then he also informed me that it may not be delivered until October. It's coming.
We haven't really paid for it.
No. We just paid it now because I thought maybe he would want a deposit when we ordered it, but no. And then we thought we would get it beforehand, and so on the whole, it's not. It's like, okay, we don't want to carry over that expense and be in the same situation we were with Bonita Vault. Yeah. Well, we adjourn. Let's adjourn to check signing.
Yeah.